We'll get to my next guest now, because that man is from Killarney. Kevin Lee, he's his name. He's just completed one of the world's most grueling races. He began the trek on February the 8th and completed it earlier on this week. The route in Sweden, almost 500 kilometres long, temperatures as low as minus 42 degrees. Instead, incredible stuff. Kevin, good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us in the programme. My first question is, have you warmed up yet?
Jerry, good morning. I have, Jerry, yeah. I was in a sauna last night in a hotel. It was 80 degrees. Very, very interestingly, it was a 120 degree swing from my coldest night in the Arctic a few nights before. So I'm nice and toasty now.
Okay, the Montane Arctic Spine Endurance Race. Tell me a little bit about it.
So this is the first year the event has ever been run. The plan was it was to be a 500 kilometre race along the Kungsleden Trail, or Kungsleden, the Swedish word for king, and in Swedish Lapland. So 15 of us started, and I was the only one. I made it the furthest, kind of thing, because it was so difficult in the conditions and the snow and all that. They ended up cutting it short and changed the format a little bit to make it a last man standing.
Incredible stuff. And look, just why do it? I know you're talking about your own situation in being neurodiverse and raising funds for As I Am. Was that the primary goal here, or was it an element of testing yourself too?
It's just the primary thing is just an adventure. I just love the adventure side of it, to get up here and get out in nature and test yourself and learn about the kit. And like I kind of specifically learned to ski for this adventure, so I like just doing new things, learning and pushing the limits.
You didn't even know how to ski, and you were heading for an Arctic race.
When I signed up for it, I didn't know I was going to ski it, and then I chatted to the director and I figured out I'd have to ski it. So it had been on the list for a while to learn how to ski. So I got borrowed a pair of Skikes, they're called, from a friend in Ireland. They're like skis on wheels. So I was kicking around Kilcumin Curragh Roads there for a couple of months learning to ski on them, and then I went to Norway for a week in December and honed my ski skills.
Yeah, incredible stuff. And what was the feeling like when you did cross the finish line?
Great, yeah, it was nice, yeah. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed most of it, of course, but the last couple of hours was always very long, but the crew were there with some beers and a pizza for me, so it was lovely to finish, and it was overall a great experience.
Unbelievable. Kevin, look, I know you're raising funds for the autism charity As I Am. You're chair of a committee looking to make Killarney more autism friendly. You have a launch on Monday night, is that right?
We do, yeah. Adam Harris from As I Am is coming down. We've launched in the Plaza Hotel at 7 p.m. on Monday. So yeah, it's the start. I say it's a 3-year plan to make Killarney more autism friendly and make everyone more autism aware. And there's a lovely committee of us, and we're looking forward to the launch and looking forward to putting to the plan into action. We've already done small bits and pieces with the Christmas and Killarney parade, and I think there's bigger plans now for the St. Patrick's Day parade and stuff like that, just to make Killarney kind of more accessible and make people more empathetic towards people with neurodiversities.
Yeah, what made you suspect you were neurodiverse in adulthood? What helped you figure it out?
Interesting one. But I've always been very interested in the mind and stuff like that, and I had a funny feeling my mind ticked a little bit different than other people's. I was listening to a lot of Blind Boy last year coming out of COVID, and he had talked about he was autistic, and the way he described it kind of made me think, right, yeah. And I started doing a lot of research on it. There was a really interesting book called Neurotribes, and I just did some research within Ireland as well, and came across As I Am and caught up with Adam and did some fundraising for them, and realized like what a good progressive charity they are. And yeah. I kind of followed my own journey then, just to see what the process is in Ireland. I ended up talking to a psychologist, kind of thing, and figuring out more the nuts and bolts of how one gets assessed and what are the signs and symptoms of it. And it's been very interesting.
Yeah, so you sound like you're in a bit of a journey. Where is that journey going to take you to next, Kevin? Any more adventure races in you?
Never say never. I'm content now with everything I've done. There's certainly more adventures. Where there's adventure racing, I'm not sure, but I will never stop adventuring. The racing has been great, but I think I'm kind of moving on towards just adventures now, kind of thing, without the clock ticking or the rules and that kind of stuff.
Or the -42.
Nah, I like now that I can prove that I can sleep out in the -42, I'm not so afraid of it. So I don't think I'm finished with the Arctic just yet. I like the climate. I like the conditions. I like when you get it right with good music and you're nice and cozy. And it is -40, but you're kind of cozy within your own little element. It is. It's really cool to be out there, to be honest. And like, you know, yeah, I saw the Northern Lights and sunrises, sunsets.
Yeah, I'd say it was absolutely beautiful. You were able to sleep in those temperatures.
Yeah, well, normally when it's getting that cold, you'd kind of push on through the night. I generally average about 2 hours a day sleeping, but this particular night, that like it kind of caught us by surprise. I didn't know it was going to get so cold. Like it hadn't been predicted to get cold, and I had tried to sleep earlier in the night and kind of maybe got an hour, but I didn't. I, when you stop, you kind of shovel all the snow and make yourself a little base kind of thing. But I did a really bad job, so I didn't sleep. And I got up anyway, and I was cruising on, and I met these two mushers. The mushers are like dog sled guys, and they were after coming from Norway, and they were heading to a race. They were on this same trail, and I was quick chat to them and their 20 dogs, and they're like, oh, it's cold, it's -40 on the lakes. And I looked at my temperature gauge on my sled, and mine goes to minimum -30, and that was kind of maxed out. So I was like, right, it must be cold. So I said, I'll stay awake for the rest of the night and cruise on. But I just got so tired, I was worried that I was going to fall asleep standing up. So I found this little abandoned village. There was a church there, so I dug the snow after the step of the church and had a sleep there. I had to sleep, so I slept about 2 hours. And I woke up, and I was happy to still have the use of my hands and feet, and off I went, happy out.
Unbelievable. Finally, 1,000 kilometres of chaos. Is yes. that that's made by Adam McCarthy, another Killarney man, of the Yukon race and this one, is it?
Yeah. So that's on we made that 2 years ago, and that kind of got produced and released about a year ago, and that's now available for everyone to see on Amazon Prime. It's been getting quite a lot of views now the last couple of since around Christmas time. It's got quite popular.
If people want to see what you're doing, check it out there. Kevin, listen, well done, and look, good luck with the launch on Monday night and all the work in terms of helping the charity. And thanks a million for talking to us, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Jerry. Take care. Have a good day.
Brilliant. Kevin Leahy there from Killarney. Incredible story. That route in Sweden, 500 kilometres long, low as -42 degrees. Unbelievable stuff.